Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
China just celebrated 70 years under communist rule, but considering the lack of freedom afforded to the average Chinese citizen, one wonders what is there to celebrate. NPR correspondent Elsa Chang reported that foreign reporters were not able to access the festivities at Tiananmen Square or to interview citizens on the street. But should we really be surprised? Communism is opposed to a free press. In fact, it's opposed to any ideas that might threaten its power, including freedom of religion, which might lead to a belief in a higher authority above the government. The same time communism was being celebrated, Chinese forces were suppressing protests and shot a teenage protester in the streets of Hong Kong. Now that Hong Kongers are under communist control, their freedom's in jeopardy. And instead of celebrating communism, they're fiercely opposing it.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.